So it's really good to have Namjin, Pastor Namjin, with us. And I'm not sure how much you're going to explain about the previous mission teams. Will you mention that? Shall I explain that? We'll watch the video, yeah. So before COVID, before the world changed, we've had five Korean prayer teams come and be based here at Hope Chapel. And they've come from South Korea to pray for the city. And they've come as part of other teams across the country, England and Wales and Scotland. And they've stayed at Hope Chapel, slept in the building. And then they've had a particularly nightly sort of watch of prayer. And then they've gone out to pray in different parts of the city. Very keen to really join in with what the church is doing and what God's doing in the city already. And so this is the first time that we've had a team come back since before COVID. The last one was 2019. So it's really exciting. They're going to be coming on the 7th of July. We'll have a little website that will share the kind of schedule. And people are all welcome to come and join in with the praying. And we'll share that with other churches in the city as well as part of our prayer center calling as a church to facilitate prayer for the city. So that's happening, and Pastor Namjin basically coordinates and organizes all of these teams and has done for those many years right across the country. So can I invite you to come up, and Pastor Namjin's going to speak to us. Oh yeah, we're going to read from Haggai, aren't we? Yeah. Should I do that? Is it in Korean? which 1-9. Okay, I'll read that. If you want to open your Korean Bibles, then good luck. So we're looking at Haggai chapter 2, verses 1-9. So in these other Bibles, Haggai is one of the minor prophets. And I kind of forget the order. It's in the Old Testament. Yeah. But is it before Nahum or after Nahum? Hosea, Joel, Amos. I know those. Three from Malachi. Oh, very good. 949. Thanks, Duncan. Page 949 or 948. So we're going from verses 1-9. Okay. I'll read it from the same Bible that you've got on the tables. The promised glory of the new house. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Good morning. It's good to be here with you this morning. I think I've been to this church a number of times when Silas was here. Such a good to see you this morning. I didn't expect to see you this morning. Nice surprise. Thank you for being here with us. But I've never been here on Sunday. This is the first Sunday I came. And then during prayer mission, for prayer mission, the Hope Chapel has been a strategic place for us, actually. It was the prayer mission in 2014 was filmed by Songs of Praise on BBC. in here, and also Archbishop Canterbury came to visit this church, if you can remember. That was, I mean, throughout the I've been living prayer mission the past 10 years, but this Hope Chapel always been very special in my heart for prayer mission. So it is my honor and privilege to share my heart for the country with you this morning. And before I begin preaching, I would like to share something with you. Around this time, 6 years ago, I suffered severe brain hemorrhage. I couldn't speak for 3 months. And I was unable to stand on my own, 2 feet. Those who knew me then thought I would never return to ministry. It was that serious. But by the grace of God, I'm standing here before you. And people often say, I am a walking miracle. I stand before you as a miracle of God. If I'm not speaking clearly at times, or if it is hard to follow what I'm saying, that's the reason. Thank you for your understanding. Today is a Pentecost Sunday. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, it is written, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven." But who can call God Father? Only those who have received the gospel and those who believe in Jesus Christ can call God the Father. Then how does someone come to know and believe in and confess Jesus? This is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is Holy Spirit who applies the truth of salvation accomplished through Jesus Christ to our heart. Isn't it incredible? Because we are invited to call God the Creator our Father. The Holy Spirit who dwells within every believer, helps to pray to God. He also deepens our prayer. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, who enables us to call God a Father and helps us pray to Him in every circumstances. So I believe it is relevant to share about prayer and prayer mission with you this morning on Pentecost Sunday. Now, let's get into the book of Haggai. Before looking at chapter 2, let's think about chapter 1 briefly. The exiled Jews were allowed to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple when Cyrus, king of Persia, issued a decree in 538 BC. They began work on the temple and laid the foundation of the temple 2 years later. This brought great joy to whole community in Jerusalem. It was God's will for them to rebuild the temple and restore the true worship in Jerusalem. God had moved King Cyrus to set free the exiles and proclaim that they should return to Jerusalem. It is because God wants them to rebuild the temple of the Lord. For that reason, the king generously gave them the money and materials they needed. However, because of strong opposition and challenges from surrounding nations, they stopped the project of rebuilding the temple for about 16 years. Suddenly, they became so comfortable and complacent. Even if the temple was left unfinished. Do you know what the people of Israel were saying regarding the situation? This is what they said. Time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house, the temple. After 16 years had gone by, the prophet Haggai finally brought God's message to the leaders of Israel. God took the initiative when his people were too afraid to do the work. And the Lord declared, "I am with you." He stirred up the spirit of the whole of Israel. And they began to work on the house of the Lord. And then the Lord sent another message to the whole people of Israel through the prophet Haggai. Listen to what the Lord says to them in chapter 2, verse 3. "Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing?" We can assume that Haggai and some of the old generation must have seen the magnificence of Solomon's temple. Therefore, it is not surprising that people were discouraged by the present temple, which didn't equal the proud temple in its glory and magnificence. Now, when I read this verse, there is a question that comes to mind regarding the UK. Is there anyone who remembers the great move of God in the early 20th century in the UK? What does it look like now? Would you say the golden age is behind us now? Honestly speaking, many things are quite disheartening because of spiritual decline we have seen in the UK over the years. In a way, I feel this situation is similar to the war the people of Israel faced in Haggai chapter 2. But in this passage, the Lord said to the people of Israel three times, "Be strong, be strong, be strong." Verse 5 says, This is why I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear." What then does that mean? It means that the very spirit who strengthened God's people in the past will surely strengthen us today. So take heart, Don't be afraid. And he continued to say in verse 7 and 9, I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the house of the former, the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. Although the primary focus of Haggai is the rebuilding of the temple, a visible sign of God dwelling among his people, it ultimately points us to Jesus Christ, the true and greater temple. In other words, Haggai's message foreshadows Christ, the Word made flesh, who dwelt among his people. It ultimately speaks of the gospel of Jesus. The people of Israel longed to see the house filled with God's glory. And this longing finds its fulfillment in the coming of Jesus Christ himself, the true temple in the New Testament. When I read the first line, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, I feel a longing and desire welling up in my heart. Listen to this. Glory of the revival yet to come will be greater than the glory of the former revival. Let me repeat that again. The glory of the revival yet to come will be greater than the glory of the former revival. I believe this is the heart of God, the Father. He wants to put out his spirit upon this land. We long to see it. And this is what we want to be part of. Now we are going to watch a video filmed by BBC Songs of Praise. It is about 4 minutes long. So whenever you're ready, you know, you recognize this. I showed it in so many different churches, but what a joy to show it, to watch it in this place. It makes so different. That was about 10 years ago, 10 years ago, wasn't it, when Cyrus was much younger. I was young back then as well. Yeah. In this video, we see Pastor Choi, who had such a burden on his heart for the churches in the UK. During his private prayer time, he received clear and vivid vision from the Lord involving ashes. What could a pile of ashes mean? It is dead. It symbolizes no life, no hope, because everything burnt out. all he could see was ashes left on the ground. And he was shocked at this terrifying scene. He couldn't wait to ask the Lord, "Lord, do you mean this represents the spiritual condition of the UK churches?" In the silence, he knew what he saw was a symbol of British churches. What God told me, when God told him to blow it, he started blowing it. After blowing several times, what he saw was flame in the ashes. Wow! There's still hope. Hope is not dead yet. Most importantly, God has not finished with his churches in the UK. However, the problem is that a flame, ember, cannot turn into burning fire on its own. It needs logs and firewood. So he earnestly asked the Lord, "What should we do so the flame can burn again? There's no firewood around it at all. Where can we find the fuel?" And in the midst of the questioning, God told him, "It is you, the Korean church. I want you to be spiritual firewood for the UK churches so that they can burn again. This is a picture of the prayer mission. Korean Christians, come as firewood to lay themselves down in a flame. This is a symbol of the prayer mission." Now we'll have a history lesson now. Are you ready? Do you remember Great Reformation in 16th and 17th century? Puritan movement? Modern missionary movement? Great Revival? Great Theological Institute? Worldwide mission agencies, OM, WEC, OMF, Frontier, etc., etc. Worldwide preachers, John Stott, Martin Lloyd-Jones, Spurgeon. Great missionaries, David Livingstone, who was the father of the mission to Africa. Hudson Taylor, the greatest missionary to China. William Carey, missionary to India, known as the father of modern missions. Robert Germain Thomas, a missionary to Korea, who was beheaded for the sake of the gospel. Countless missionaries have left this country to spread the gospel at the risk of their lives. This is an amazing legacy. This is an incredible inheritance. Do you appreciate it? Do you appreciate it? we very much do. Considering all these legacies, I am compelled to think British churches are spiritual giants. Let me repeat again. You are spiritual giants, but sleeping. What other country in the world has experienced what you have experienced? There's no country like the United Kingdom. We thank God for many British Christians who dedicated their lives to the mission in Korea. We are greatly indebted to their fearless courage and the precious blood they shed in our land, sharing the gospel with our ancestors. This gives us profound gratitude and a deep sense of responsibility to pray for and support Christians in the UK. What we long to see through the prayer mission is a rekindling of passion for Christ and the gospel, and the rise of the new generation who loves God. You are a spiritual giant. Do you know what we want to do through the prayer mission? We want to give you gentle nudge to wake you up. We want you to wake up and stand together for his kingdom, for his glory. God, who visited this land over 100 years ago, is the same today. Do you believe it? We believe in the power of prayer and God's faithfulness to answer. South Korean church want to stand with you in prayer, seeking to see God strengthen and revive his churches in the UK through the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Friends, we want to see Hope Chapel and churches in Bristol longing for fresh revival and spiritual awakening. You will receive 14 brothers and sisters coming from South Korea in July. Why do they come here? Why do they want to come here? Leaving behind their homes and families and jobs. Some of them gave up their holidays. It is because they want to wet this land with tears of their prayers, with a longing desire to see the move of God. Look at me, friend. I struggle with my speech because of the stroke. But God placed a burden on my heart for this country. And so I obey him. Although I would rather be at home doing nothing. I've come out of my comfort zone. Do you know how much we need you? I want to share with you an example using clapping. You can't clap with one hand. No matter how strong that hand is, it cannot make clapping sounds by itself. In the same way, we need you to stand together in prayer to make sound like this. At this very moment, a quiet revival is taking place in the UK. Have you heard about it? There's a phrase that draws my attention when it comes to describing quiet revival. Bypassing human intervention. Bypassing human intervention. It means God Himself is moving, not through programs or personalities, but by His Spirit alone. For over 10 years, the prayer mission has been interceding for this land with heart of humility, sacrifice, and service. We have prayed with a conviction, knowing that our prayers rises to the living God, that He answers. Not always in our time or way, but in his perfect time and by His perfect will. We praise God because He is soaring the spiritual hunger in the heart of young people, opening their eyes to the gospel. With the same heart of humility, sacrifice, and service, we pray mission, we continue to pray for the restoration of God's kingdom in this land. Korean brothers and sisters have been praying with heartfelt prayer before coming here. They pray with the hope that their prayers will be answered and used to bring a new revival to this land. Will you join us? We need you. This land is your land. This land doesn't belong to Korea. God has given you spiritual responsibility for it. Just like the Korean brothers and sisters preparing to wet this land with the tears of prayer, we hope you will also prepare your heart in prayer. I really want to send with you Korean prayer mission team coming to Hope Chapel to cry out to God for the church, for the community, for this nation. Before we close in prayer, one thing I'd like to prepare you. When Korean team come here, one thing that you won't miss is when they start praying, they shout Lord 3 times. I hope it wouldn't put you off. It is our Christian tradition in Korea. When we call, when we shout the name of the Lord three times, in that short space of time, we bring all our knowledge of who God is, revealed in the Bible. We remember our prayer is directed the living God. So when couldn't do that, please join with them. They call it 주여, 주여, 주여. 주여 means Lord in Korean. So you can do Lord, Lord, Lord. So when you do that, you can bring all your knowledge of who God is. How powerful, how wonderful, how gracious, how loving He is. And you know, even before you express your prayer verbally, you know your prayer will be answered because you come to the living God through Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord God, on this Pentecost Sunday. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit who gives life to us when we are dead in our sins. Lord, pour out your Spirit into our heart this morning. Restore in us a deep love for you. Jesus, you are our everything. The whole Bible speaks of you and point to your plan of salvation. We pray for the Holy Spirit to apply the truth of the gospel to each of our heart today. For those who do not yet know Jesus, grant faith to believe in him. Lord, we thank you for bringing unity among the churches in Bristol. Let the world see the power of the gospel that makes us one in Christ. May every church in this city boldly, faithfully proclaim Jesus Christ, who was crucified on the cross. We believe you are doing a new and mighty work in Bristol. Strengthen brothers and sisters at Hope Chapel to stand firm in the truth of the gospel. To him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power at work and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Nanjen. Just going to ask Nanjen to pray for us again in a minute. I wonder what your response was as Nanjen was speaking and talking about ashes and the state of the British church. And I think, I wonder what your response was, you know, personally. I was reflecting on my response, and I think, you know, I am quietly encouraged by what God's doing in the city and I see happening in the city. But at the same time, I do feel like ashes, to be honest. I don't feel like I have this fervent passion for praying for revival that I have had in other times in my life. So I feel like I need some Korean breath on the ashes. And I'd like to ask Nanjen to pray for us if those of you, maybe you're in a similar place, maybe you're full of expectation already, but I think we can pray for that regardless. I was particularly encouraged by the simplicity, I think, partly of our response. And Nanjen was sharing over dinner last night of, since his brain hemorrhage, which he mentioned in 2019, what he's seen is a real passion just for Jesus to be glorified in his life. And what was so, Alice mentioned, if you heard in the first half, there were five of us or so praying, five, six of us praying in the prayer center last night for an hour. And then just these two guys popped their heads up the stairs. And then they said, are you praying? Can we come and join in? And then we said, yeah, come on. And then there was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 men in their 20s on a stag do, Christians, and they wanted to pray. And they came in and we explained what we were doing. And we just said, actually, we're just worshiping Jesus. And one of them got on the piano, one of them got a guitar, and we started singing Reckless Love and just worshiping Jesus together. And just love the simplicity of that's the call, isn't it, is on us, is to worship Jesus. So Namjoon, you've prayed for us already, but can I just ask you to come and pray for us again? Because I want to confess, articulate, say that we need this breath, we need this blowing, and it's not all on the Korean team to do that. It's our partnership with God. But I'd just like to say in front of you and in front of the Lord and as part of this church, Lord, we need to have this fresh breath. We've been reminded by what Namjoon has said. He talked about the extraordinary history of the UK and in mission and so on, and we're humbled that that's our history here. But I say, on my behalf, on behalf of others here, on behalf of the church in Bristol and the UK, we just welcome and need what Namjoon articulated, and just say we need a fresh breath on these ashes and on these embers. And so from that posture of expressing our need and our lack and our sleepiness as a giant, as he said, Holy Spirit, would you please come and help us, and would you please come and breathe on us, and we want to be used by you. We want to be part of what you're doing. Would you pray for us again?
Everything you're doing in your lives, in your church, Father God, we believe that you can renew our heart and mind through the power of the gospel. Father, we want more of you, filling our heart and mind with a passion and longing for your presence, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we thank you what we have seen in the cities and in this country, but we want more of you. Holy Spirit, hover over us. Breathe into our heart so that we can be what you want us to be. Lord Jesus, we pray for Pastor Chris and Alice. Bless them, Lord God, in their private prayer time, draw close to them. Open the gate of floodgate of heaven, Lord God. Pour out your spirit, Lord. We may see the move of God sweeping this land once again, so that so many people, not in this city of Bristol, but throughout country, across the country, will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord, we long to see that. Father, do amazing work through us, in us, with us. Use us as instrument. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Namjoon. Thank you.